that there was a special pious for the machter. They made one pious for the kohen that did the k'tiris, and another pious for the one that did the machter. And who was in there was a special pious for the kohanim to carry up the piece of meat from the kevish up to the mizbeach. So a Tana that holds the B5 holds not like Yehuda and not like Blazer ben Yaakov. That's how you'll have five piyusim. But not like that Tana, you'll have four, either like Reb Yehuda or else like Reb Blazer ben Yaakov. But these two have to argue one on the other. All right, we'll stop here. Here, holding up Chavov and Mebeis. Here by the Mishnah. Tomid is Korav Betisha. The Korban HaTomid in the morning or in the afternoon, sometimes we needed 9 Kahanim for it. The Yasara, sometimes we needed 10 Kahanim for it. The Yechorosa, sometimes we need 11. And Bishnei Mosa, sometimes we need 12 Kahanim. Loipachas Lo Yoser, never less than 9 Kahanim, and never more than 12 Kahanim. Rashi says, Tomid Korav, Mi Shas Hoylocha Sevorim Veiluch, Kachoshev. We're talking now about the time when you start moving the Evorim from then on. So you need at least 9 and not more than 12. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer, how do we have this? Atzmoy betes. A regular Korban Atomid needs 9 Kahanim. So Rashi says, Atzma means Bechol Yoim Betisha. Chamisha Evorim. We need 5 of them to carry the 5 different parts of the meat. V'yechol the Kerbayim. And 1 to carry the insides of the animal. The Yechod L'Soilis, one carries the flour. The Yechod L'Chavitin, one carries the special part of the Mincha for the Kohen Gadol. The Yechod L'Yayin, and one carries the Yayin. That's how we have 9 Kahanim that are taking care of the Korban HaTomid. For Hoch Reb Lezer Ben Yaakovi, the Let Le'Chad L'Halos Mekevish L'Mizbeach. So Rashi learns, goes according to Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. So Rashi says, Achidish here, that this Mishnah that says we only need 9 Kahanim for the Korban HaTomid, is the less holds like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, the less lechad lahalos mikevish lemizbeach. He holds that the same kahanim that carried the meat to the kevis, they were the same kahanim that carried it further up to the mizbeach. Because according to the rabbanim, there should be another kohen. There's a Sarash learns a chiddush that according to rabbanim, we said the first kahanim only carried up until the kevis. And then they went to say Krishma, and then another Kahanim went to carry it up. Now how many other Kahanim went to carry it up? So Rashi's Mashma only one. As even though they carried the Evorim to the Kevish, needed at least 6, but later when they put it down and another Kohen carried it up, for that you only needed 1 Kohen to carry it up. This is Rashi Shita, and the Miri also learns like this. The Ritva says not like that. Ritva learns that Avada, even according to Chachamim, that we say we needed a new Kahanim to carry the pieces of meat from the Kevish to the top of the Mizbeach, true, we needed another 6 pair. But the Pshat is, the Mishnah is only talking about the first part of the Avoida. We're talking about the first pair of Kahanim that start to carry the Tomid. How many Kahanim are involved at the beginning? We only have 9 Kahanim by a regular day. Then the Mishnah says, Bichag, when it comes to Sukkis, V'yad eches tlucha shomayim. There's another 1 kohen, that's how harei kan asara, that's how you have 10. Another kohen had to carry a tlucha, a jar full of water, for the nisach hamayim. Rashi b'chag shetzorach shnei nisachim, echot shoyayim, v'yechot shomayim. So we needed another kohen to carry the tlucha shomayim. Is b'yad kohen echot tluchas achas shomayim. Now, ben harbayim, what about the korban atomid that they brought every day in the afternoon? That was done the Echadosar with 11 Kahanim. Why? Who atzmoy betisha? The regular Korban HaTomid, just like the morning, needed 9 Kahanim to work in it. Ushnayim, you needed another 2 Kahanim for the Tomid Shoven HaBayim, that biyodom shnei gezirietzim. That there's a mitzvah by the Tomid Shoven HaBayim, you had to have 2 big pieces of wood, anama by anama, to put on top of the marocha. And each wood, another kohen carried. So you needed another 2 Kahanim to carry Shnei Geziri Eitzim. In the morning, we didn't need 2 Kahanim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Ben Habayim, Shebechol Yoim, every day, Shnayim Biyodom Shnei Geziri Eitzim. We needed 2 Kahanim. Each one carried like 1 piece of wood. Lohisa Balatzi Marocha. Laharboi, stay it on to the wood that's on the Marocha already. V'gemara Yalef Lo Mikro. We'll soon see from the Postik. That Shebein Habayim Tzorach HaTomid Shnei Gezirim. In the afternoon, Tomid needs a new 2 pieces of wood. And Vishnei Kahanim, 2 Kahanim have to carry it up.
Aval b'shachru. So Rashi, what about the tomich or shachru in the morning? Loi boi siddush neigzirim. You didn't have to put two new pieces of wood there. Ela b'koyin echod. Only one koyin dibur in the morning. Tichsevu biyar oleh hakoyin. With ashen one koyin in the morning, puts the shneigzir eitzim. I saw kopon and need one. So that we had before, that the same koyin that was zeichah to do the truma sadeshin, he's also zeichah to put the shneigzir eitzim agavi marocha. So we're not talking about that kohen that did the truma sedeshin. We're talking about the kohanim now that start to do by the korban atomim. So that's why in the morning we only have nine. Ma'ashen came by the tomet shobein abayim. In the afternoon there were another two kohanim involved, carrying each one a piece of wood to put on the marocha. Right. So that's how you have 11. The Shabbos. The Shabbos Zochol Becher Oser, and Shabbos also we had 11 Kohanim working in the Tomid. Who adds my Batisha? The regular Korban Tomid needed 9 Kohanim. Ushnayim and another 2 Kohanim, Biyodim Shnei Bezichel Avoyna Shalechem Aponim. That we took off the Shnei Bezichim from the Lechem Aponim, and they used to burn that on when they burnt the Tomid. So with another 2 Kohanim were doing the Avoyda at the same time they were doing the Korban Tomid, they were burning the 2 Bezichim, the 2 plates full of levoina that were on top of the lechem upon him. Or the Shabbos Shabbatech HaChag, what about a Shabbos that's in the middle of Chag HaSukkis? Then we have 12. Why? V'yadechot Slucha Shemayim. Because on a regular Shabbos, we also have 11. Because you have to burn the Shnei B'zich levoina. And on the Shabbos that comes out on Sukkis, there's another Kohen carrying the Nisach HaMayim. So that's how we have a case of 12 Kohanim. So you never have more than 12 kind of working on Korban Tomid, and you never have less than 9. So tomorrow, Omar Rabbi Abba, Vitema Romi Bar Choma, Vitema Rabbi Yechnan, Ein Menaschin Mayim Bechag, Ela Betomid Shol Shachar. You know, during Sukkis, that we bring special the Nisach HaMayim, we have to pour from this jar of water on top of the Mizbeach. When and how many times a day did we do it? We only did it once. And when in the morning? By the Tomet Shol Shachar. What's the Raya? Mimai, what's the Raya? Midiktoni uvi Shabbos shebatrich hachag v'yadech esluch ha-shamayim. Because it says, where's the case that we need 12 Kohanim to work v'shas the Tomet on Shabbos in the middle of Sukkis, where we have 11 because of Shabbos, and one more because of the Sluch ha-shamayim. Because of Sukkis, he has to bring the Nisach ha-mayim. Now, vi sagva daitcha, vi tomet shobein abayim, menaschin, if you want to tell me now that even the tomet shobein abayim also, we brought the nisach hamayim on Sukkis, every day of Sukkis, you brought the nisach hamayim, avazoi b'choyl nami mishkachas lo, even in the middle of the week there, in chol ha-moyed so Sukkis, you could also find the case, we will have 12 kohanim. You know how? Because every day, the tomet shobein habayim needed 11 kohanim. The 9 kohanim, the regular tomid, and in the afternoon you need another 2 kohanim to bring the shnei gziri eitzim. So you had 11. Now on Sukkis, if you tell me you have to bring the nisach hamayim, the shas the tomid shoven abayim, so at the tomid shoven abayim, all 7 days or 8 of Sukkis, you'll have to have 12 kohanim. So why does our Mishnah say it's only on Shabbos? Why don't we have a case of all the days of Sukkis? Shrashi mamai, midatoni of a Shabbos. Mechlal the Shah Yemoy Sachag, the rest of the days of Sukkis, Loy Motza Shiyitun Shnei Mosa. We don't have any case that you need 12 Kohanim to work with the Tomid. Now, V'yamrit Av Ben Habayim, Menaschin Mayim Bechoyl, Shall call Yemoy Sachag. If you want to tell me that throughout Sukkis, every day, they pour the Nisach HaMayim, even B'shas the Tomid Shabayim Habayim in the afternoon, Avazoy Meshkachas Loy Yud Beis, Ben Habayim Atzmoy. I'll tell you, throughout Sukkis, you needed every day 12 Kohanim for the Tomet Shobein Abayim. Why? Because Atzmai Betisha, the regular Korban HaTomet itself needs 9 Kohanim, like the Mishnah Cheshbon Leis already. 6 for the different parts of the meat, with the Kirbayim, and then 1 for the Serlus, 1 for the Chavitim, and 1 for the Yayin. That's how you have 9. Now, Shnayim B'yodim Shnei Gzirin, now for the Tomet Shobein Abayim in the afternoon, you always needed another 2 pieces of wood, carried by 2 Kohanim, so that's 11. Now, V'yechod V'yodim Sluch HaShemayim, and another Kohen on Sukkis, you need it to carry the Sluch HaShemayim. So why didn't every day of Sukkis need 12 Kohanim by the Ben Habayim? Elamayim Tzarayim, the Tomet Shor Ben Habayim, you didn't bring the Nisach HaMayim. The Nisach HaMayim was only brought by Tomet Shor Shachar. Tama Cheshachar only had 9 Kohanim. So true, on Sukkot you had 10, but that's all. You don't have a case of 12. The only case we have of 12 is when it comes out Sukkot on Shabbos, then we have 12. Omer Ravashi says, I'll bring you around like this also, for the Mishnah in Sukkah. It says over there, to the Kohen that's going to pour the Nisach HaMayim, going to pour the water on top of the Mizbeach, we tell them, pick up your hand. Why? Shepam Mechod, once it happened, that Nisach HaGabi Raglov, the Kohen was at Stuki, and he didn't hold so much from it, so he just poured the water on top of his, on his feet. And all the Yidden that were there watching him took the Esrig, and Mama stoned him with the Esrigim, and they killed him. So Shema Amina, this is a Raya. So Rashi explains the Raya is that when do they hold the Esrigim? The Esrig. In the morning. That's when he used a little of an Esrig. So it says Mashm in the morning, it means by the Tomet Shal Shachar. That's when they were doing this Nisach HaMayim. And they saw that Stuki didn't pour the water the way he's supposed to, just on his foot. That's why they stoned him with the Esrigim. So Rashi, make sure to pour the water into a special bowl there, a silver bowl. Shalha mizbech, that's on top of the mizbech. Shunok, if it has a hole there. Kimin choytim dak, like a nose. Shayayim akaleach b'yaytze boi v'yua nisach. That's where the water, yayin, you pour the nisach yayin on that also. And on Sukkot, you pour the water there also. That's the way you're supposed to pour it. Now, you used to tell him this because Palmachas once happened, La'ira Hatzluchas Teichasefel. This Tzeduki didn't pour the water into the bowl the way you're supposed to. Rather, B'shotach HaMayim HaRaglov. Lefi Shoyed Tzeduki, because he was a Tzeduki. V'yeinu Moide B'Nisach HaMayim. He didn't hold for Nisach HaMayim altogether. So therefore, he didn't do it the right way. And everybody stoned him V'Yesrogeyim. So Rashi, Lomali L'Misli V'Yesrogeyim. What's the chiddush here that they stoned him with their Esrigs? If Loi Bol L'Amdein, if not to come teach us this chiddush. That when do they do the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot? Only in the Tomet Shoshachar in the morning when they're holding their Lulav. But in the afternoon by the Tomet Shoshachar HaMayim, then they did not do the Nisach HaMayim. So that's another Raya from the Mishnah in Sukkot. So the Mara, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yoimer, Minayin le Tomet Shoshachar HaMayim, She Toyin Shnei Gziri Eitzim. How do we know this din? And Bishnei Kahanim, like our Mishnah is saying, that every Talmud in the afternoon needed 11 Kahanim. The 9 like the regular one, and 2 more Kahanim to carry the 2 Gzireitzim, 2 pieces of wood, on top of the Mizbeach. How do we know that? So Gemara says, Shenemek, what the Pasuk says, V'orku Eitzim, prepare the Eitzim. Is Emeno Inu the Talmud Shoshachar, if it's not going on the Talmud Shoshachar, the Echsir, because the Pasuk later says, Uvir Aleha Akoyim, Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker. It says Uvir Aleha Koyin Eitzim, a Koyin, one Koyin Mashma should bring in the morning, Eitzim to put every morning. Avizoy Viorach Aleha. Yeah. Hey, it says the Uvir Aleha Koyin Eitzim Baboiker Aleha. Avizoy, what do we have in Vayikra Aleph that says Viorku Eitzim? Here it says Loshin Eitzim, Loshin 2 Eitzim. What do we need this plastic for? Is to know in the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. If I'm to teach us that by the Talmud Shabbat Abayim, we need Dafka Shnei Gziri Eitzim. Yeah. Pasuk Yubez says, V'yorach HaKoyin. In Pasuk Zayin, it says here, V'nosub b'nei Aaron HaKoyinim Eish Alam Mizbeach, V'yorku Eitzim Alu Eish. V'yorku Eitzim, they have to set away the Eitzim on top of Eish. So what's this extra Pasuk, V'yorku Eitzim? So it's not going on the Talmud Shachar, there's that it says really in Tzav. So this Pasuk here is going on the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. Doing the Talmud Shabbat Abayim. For the more of an emo, let's say no. Idi with Talmud Shoshachar. Maybe both psukim, the postik here in Vayik Ralef, and the postik in Tzav is both talking about the Talmud Shoshachar. For Yomar Rachmona Ovid, for Yehoder Ovid. Maybe the Torah is saying like, let first put one Eitzim, and then put another Eitzim on it. Maybe you have to do it 2 times in the morning alone. How do we know to be Marbo, one for the afternoon? So the Gemara Im came, if that's so, they're both talking about the Talmud Shoshachar, Neima Kroa Uvir Uvir. Let the Pasuk both places say the same Lashon Uvir Uvir. Like over there in Tzav, it says Lashon Uvir Aleha Akoin. And over here it says V'orku Eitzim. How come it changes the Lashonis? Why didn't it say Uvir Uvir? So that's a Raya, it's talking about 2 different cases. Tamar says no. Ikasa Rachmana Ubir, who would have said Ubir Obi Avamina, Chad in Treloi, who would have just said Lashin Ubir, I would say you need one coin here and not two. Kamash Malon, the Nevat Chad, the Nevat Trey. I tell you, maybe we need the two psukim to tell us like this. First, one kohen comes and puts one down, and then you need two kohanim to come and do also the shnei gzirietzim. So maybe both psukim, though, are going on the Tomet Shal Shachar. As El Sakim, Mamish, first you need one kohen, and then you need two kohanim. So maybe you need three kohanim for the Tomet Shal Shachar. And the Morim came, if that's so, Neima Kro Ubier Ubieru. True, even if you want to say you need three, first time one, then two, it still should have said the same Lashem twice. It should have said both cases, one Uvir, or one Uviru. Inami Viorach, Viorku. So it's a Lashon Yochid and a Lashon Rabbim. My Uvir Viorku. How come over here in Vayikralov it says Lashon Viorku, and over there in Sav it says Lashon Uvir? Ishmaimina Kedakamrinim. It has to say like we're saying, that Avad and Pashas Tzav is talking about the Tomet Shal Shachar, and there you only need one coin. Mashenken over here, we're talking about the Tomet Shal Bein Habayim, and for this you need two Kohanim to carry each one, Exire Eitzim. Rashi says, V'yema denevet chad, koin echod yisada shnei gzirim aboikir, v'yichsev ubir alo ha-koin, v'nevet rei, shuv yaviyu shnei Kohanim lasa shnei gzirim, oid baboikir kedasir v'yokru shnayim. Hey, that's the Havimina. Maybe Mamash in the Tomet Shal Shachar in the morning, first you need one Kohen to put down there, Shnei Gzirietzim. And then after that you need another two Kohanim, and each one carries Gzirietzim. So maybe altogether you need four Gzirietzim on the Mizbeach. That's the Gemara's Teret. You can't say that the both Psukim are going on the Tomet Shal Shachar. But then it should have said both places the same Lashon. Either Abir or Bieru, or Bior, Orach, Biorku. Why does it change Lashonis? Shmamina Kediamorin. The one that Avad are two separate atomids, one's a Shal Shachar and one Shal Bein Habayim. The Maratoni Rabbi Chiya. Pius Pomim Yud Gimel. How many, when they make the Pius to divide up how many Kohanim? Sometimes we need 13 Kohanim. Rashi Pomim Yud Gimel means Kohanim Asukim Vyavoidis Atomid. Kedamba Masnissin. But Pius Sheni Yud Gimel Kohanim Zoichim Boy. As the Mishnah before said, the Shasta made the second Pius. When they started to give out the jobs for the Tomet Shal Shachar, there were 13 different jobs there. Even though our Mishnah says only 9, that's 9 with the Avodas HaKormit itself, the Tomet itself. Before we learned, though, that there were other things involved. Like it was said there, Mishoichet, we had Mi Medashim Mizbech HaPnimi, Mi Medashim HaSamonerim, Mi Malei Vorim, Lekevis, with other things besides the actual Tomet itself. So a regular Pius was with 13. Pomim Yudalit, sometimes we had a 14. Pomim Tezvov, sometimes you have 15 Kohanim. Pomim Tezvain, you have 16. That's all. So either 13, 14, 15, or 16. Frekti Gemara Batani Yudzain, we have another brayso that says sometimes the Tomet Shal Shachar even needs 17 different Kohanim, needs 17 Pusim. And the Gemara, he the like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Elik Reb Yuda. That does not go like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The one that says 17 is a pshat, there were two different pairs of Kohanim. One pair took the pieces of meat up until the kevish, that's all, and then they went to say Krishma, and then another kohen came to fix up, to take him up from the kevish to top of the mizbeach. So that's how you have 17. Like Rashi. Rashi, Pomin Yudalid, Bichag, when it came down the middle of Sukkis, B'yadechot Slucha Shemayim, you had to have another pias, because one kohen in the morning brought the Nischamayim. Pomin Tezvav, how do you have 15? B'Shabbos. On Shabbos you have another two kohanim, the makri of the Shnei B'zichei Levoina, you have. Pomim Shisha, sometimes yes, sometimes you have six, sometimes you have 16. How do you have 16? V'Shabbos Shabtecha Chag, in the middle of Sukkis, you have another one. Yeah. It's good. Sending more Skashai, sometimes we have 17. So more says, that did not come out according to Blessed Ben Yaakov. In other words, not like Blessed Ben Yaakov, it's good. Because then we say, you thought you need these 16 Kohanim, the original ones to carry, the 6 Kohanim, to carry the piece of meat to the Kevish. And then they put it down there. And then these Kohanim went to say Krishma, and then when they carried it up to the Mizbeach, there was another current to take over. So that's how you have a 17th girl, a 17th piece for that one. So the Mishnah. Ayol Korav V'yechodoser. Whenever you bring a korban ayil, a ram, that's a kevis bench that's 2 years old, a lamb that's 2 years old, that's called an ayil, is korav b'yechad osar. You have 11 kanim taking care of it. How do you have 11? Ha bosor b'chamisha. The meat is the same thing that we have by the Korban HaTamid. There were five kohanim taking care of the meat. Five. Now, HaKerbayim, by the Korban HaTamid, you had only one to carry the Kerbayim, the insides. By Lila, you had two. Heis HaKerbayim, V'HaSolis, V'HaYayin, V'Shnayim Shnayim. That's why an aisle is different than the Korban HaTamid. The Korban HaTamid only had one for the Kerbayim, one for the Solis, and one to carry the Yayin. Mashenkin, by the aisle, you needed two Kohanim to carry the Kerbayim, the insides, the Kishkes, and two to carry the flour, and two to carry the Yayin. Shrashi Abosa B'Chamisha, Kekevesh HaTamid, the same way you bring a lamb. HaSolis, because he needed Shnei Asroinim, Hoyu. Or Shnei Kohanim. Heis von Ayil Yaren have Shnei Asroinim of flour. Therefore, we need a two Kohanim. Weiter. Par, what about when you bring a par, an ox, for a korban? How many Kohanim do we need then? Korav the Esrim v'yabur. For that, we need a 24 Kohanim to take care of the korban of a par. Why? Horosh v'yaregel. And we had before that the first, by a korban atomid, only one kohen carries the head and the regel. Mashenkin, but the power is too heavy. So by the power we say, Harosh b'yechad, the head, one kohen by himself carries the head. For your regel b'shnayim, you need two kohanim now to carry the leg, the right leg. Ha'ukitz, what about the tail? For your regel and the left leg. For your ukitz, by atomid, the next one was ukitz your regel. Now here by the par, ha'ukitz b'shnayim, to carry the tail, you need two kohanim to carry the tail. For yoregel b'shnayim, to carry the left leg by the par, you also need two kohanim. That's how mamash you have much more than the korban atamid. By the talmud, you only need one kohen to carry the ukitz and the regel. And here you mamash needed two for the ukitz alone, and two for the regel alone. Ha'chozah v'yagor. By the korban atamid, we had one kohen to carry the chozah of the breast, and agorah the neck. Mashenkin by a par, ha'choza v'yechud, to carry the breast, one kohen carry the choza. V'hagorah, to carry the neck, b'shloisha. You need a mamish three kohanim to carry the neck of a par. Now, shtei yodayim, b'shnayim. That's we have the two hands by the ox, that's with two kohanim. Ushtei defanis, and you have the two sides, b'shnayim, also with two kohanim. Ha'kibayim, the kishkes here, the insides of the par, v'hasrelis, and the flour you bring for the mincha of the par. For hayayin and the yayin, b'shloisha shloisha. For each one of these three, we need a three kohanim. You need three kohanim to carry the kerbayim, three kohanim for the solus, because it was three esroinim, and you need three kohanim to carry the yayin for the korban apar. That's how we get 24. Now, the medevor mamurim, when do we say we need so many kohanim to take care of these kerbonis? That's only Karbonis b'Karbonis Sibur. If you're bringing this for Korban Sibur, then the par needs 24, the aisle needs 11, and the Korban Atamah needs 9. That's by Korban Sibur. Avo b'Korban Yochid, if a person brings a private Korban Yochid, then imrotza la'akriv makriv. If one kohen wants to do the whole avodah by himself, he has a right to do the whole thing by himself. You don't need more than one kohen to do by a Korban Yochid. Rashi is Imrot so lahakriv akoyin yochid es akil or b'lay pius. He could do it without a pius. He could do the whole thing by himself. Right, the Mishnah ends off. Have shiton v'nituchon shel elu v'yelu shovim. What about skinning the animal? And what about slicing the meat, cutting it up? Both by a korban sibur and by a korban yochid, there's no pius for that. That's kosher even by a zar to do it. And Rashi says, have shaitna v'nituchon, shel tziva v'shel yochid shavim lios k'sherim bazar. Welcome to Forest B'Gemara. They both have the same halacha, that when you come to slice up even the korban atomid, which was a korban oilo, you had to skin the animal, the skin went to the ganim, and then you had to slice up the meat. Who was able to skin the animal and to slice it up? Even a zar. You didn't need a koyin, there's no pious for that, even a regular zar could do it. So that's shavah, zay by a korban sibur, zay by a korban yochid, you say the same halacha. Moses Tonim, we don't have a brace like this. Have Shaitan v'nituchon. What did the Mishnah mean to say the Shovem? They mean Shovem bizarre. That even a Zar, you don't need a Koyin to skin the animal of the Korban HaTamid and to slice it into pieces, even a Zar could do it. Omar Chizkiya, so Chizkiya says, Minayin, how do we know this Chiddush? That Lehev Shait v'nituach she Shovem bizarre. How do we know that slicing the animal and skinning it by a Korban could be done even by a Zar? So he says, Shenelma, because the Pasuk says,
Talibis, how do we know that Hefshit v'nituach is kosher even by Yazar? You don't need a Kohen to do it. So Moradashin Shenelma, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk Zayin, V'nosunu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish ala mizbeach. The Pasuk says, hey, the Pasuk before spoke about Hefshit. Pasuk Vov said, V'hefshit es oilo v'nitach oislam socher. You have to skin the animal and slice it up. Then in Pasuk Zayin says, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish ala mizbeach. V'yoku eitzam aleish. So Gemara Dashin's Nesinas Eish Boyikuna. From here on, just to put the fire on the Mizbeach, that's what you need a Kohen, like the Pasuk says. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen eish ala mizbeach. To put the fire on the Mizbeach, we need a Kohen. Mashenken, the Pasuk before of Hefshit v'nituach, loy Boyikuna. That does not have to have a Kohen. That's why it's very good. Only a Pasuk Zayin does it start off saying, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-Kohen. From here we need a Kohen to put the fire on the Mizbeach. But the Pasuk before the Hefshit and Nituach does not need a Kohen. That's the Raya. For the Gemara, no, there's no Raya for me, I'll tell you. For the Gemara, Haimi Boile, this kid can't have a Drasha from over here. I'll tell you maybe, Haimi Boile, this we need, Lagufei. You need it for it itself. For the Mohar Mi Boile, Lagufei.